Hello, welcome back to Deliciously Me. I'm your host, Hannah Spiegel from New York City. I just had such a crazy week. I talked about this when I went to Miami, where it was COVID for so long. And then I went on this vacation where everything was open. And it was like a little overwhelming because I was like, oh my God, I just went out more in this long weekend than I had been out in what felt like over a year. So just recently moving back to New York, I've been meeting up with a lot of people. And because it's people I haven't seen in so long, it's like all these individual meetings and meetings up and going out. And so I feel like for the most part, it just, because like we have so much to catch up on, it ends up just being like every night I've been out and I've been to a lot of really cool restaurants. And then I also moved. So like a lot of furniture was backed up because everyone orders things online now. And I tried to go to stores, which was so depressing. I tried to go to a few stores to buy extra things like pillows and like little things for my shelves, things that I realized I needed once the big pieces of furniture were here. And a lot of stores just don't carry as much stuff anymore because I don't know, to save money, like people have been going online. So they don't carry that much stuff in person. So I like had to order things on Amazon. I had to order things online. And so a lot of things I waited for. So like every day this past week, I guess not like the past 2 days, but every day before that, I like spent a couple hours putting something together. And it's literally my worst nightmare. I hate putting together furniture, but I just went into it. And I was like, my mindset is I'm not in a rush. It's just me. I'm not going to act impatient because honestly, I feel like if I ever meet someone that I want to spend my life with or spend time with, like the best test is going to be putting together furniture because like it makes me so impatient. I'm going to have to remember to like be a normal person and take my time because also like if you do something wrong, it's such a pain in the butt to reverse it and take things apart and then put together again. And like a lot of the stuff's kind of cheap. So I really took my time and my apartment's pretty much done. I'm waiting for one piece that goes in the kitchen because I don't have that much storage in the kitchen. But aside from that, my nights have been nuts. I've gone to ridiculous restaurants. I'm going to start with last weekend. I went out with two girlfriends, some of my best friends in New York. We went to a cocktail bar called Double Chicken Please. Very random. I had never heard of it. But they had this menu of all these mixed cocktails that were like highballs. If you're not familiar with that, it's just like it's just a regular cocktail in a regular high normal glass with ice. It's not like a martini glass. So a lot of them were inspired by food. It had a lot of coffee and things. One was like called a Waldorf salad and it had apple, fennel. I got one with apple, fennel, and olive, which was delicious. And we got this other one with like coffee, butter, and walnut. Maybe I'm not saying the drinks exactly what they were like, but it was so good. And it was like it sounds so weird, but it's one of those things that sounds weird, but it works. And so it was so lovely. We got like one really small appetizer. Someone next to me was eating a fried chicken sandwich. And obviously they're known for their chicken because it's in the name. But we were going to dinner after, so we did not get that. So I'll have to go back. And then we went to Carbone. And it was my first time at Carbone and I've been dying to go. It was like one of the only restaurants before COVID happened that I like wished I had gotten the chance to go. They had a second location going on. So we were there on the last night of their second location and my friend works for the company who we were with. So we got a lot of nice things at our table, champagne, we got wine, we had added courses. The pastas were so good. Actually, like I love the spicy rigatoni, obviously. It's like what everyone, I wish I could look this up, but I think it's like probably the most photographed food dish of all time, maybe at least in New York. But the lobster ravioli was one of the most incredible things I've eaten because it wasn't like super creamy. That's what I always think of when I think of lobster and pasta, like a cream sauce, but it was so much lobster meat within each piece. And so it just made it like so fishy, so good. Everything was delicious. The desserts, oh my God, the cheesecake, everything, the baked clams, the bread course came with salami and cheese and pickles. It was like so classic and like everything was just such good quality. We had such a fun time. We had espresso martinis. I felt like really special just being there. I love experiences like that. Another night I went to a couple cocktail bars. Mr. Paradise, which is someone who worked at the Nomad with me, who went and opened that. And it's such a fun place. And actually, it was such a crazy experience. they had just started for some indoor dining places and I guess indoor bars. In order to have full capacity, or at least close to that, they'll check at the door if you got a vaccine, and they'll check your vaccine card or you can have a picture of it or whatever. And so the bar was like a full-on party. This ABBA song came on and everyone was screaming and singing, and it felt like I was at like on a dance floor. And it was so crazy that it felt weird because that's what life used to be like. But it was so cool. And you just knew everyone in there was vaccinated. And obviously the bartenders wore masks, but the people didn't because everyone in there was fully vaccinated. So exciting. Like, it was so exciting to see and really promising. And then I went to Sushi by Boo, which was in the 32 by 32 hotel, I think that's what it's called, on 32nd Street. It was in this hotel suite, so you get a room key and you go up, and then it's like an omakase bar for only 4 people. It was so incredible. Like, I just never liked sushi. It grossed me out as a kid, and I think that's a very normal thing. I also really didn't like the texture of avocado, and avocado wasn't so much sushi, so I just never got it. And like, I talked about this last week, my family didn't get it that much, and when we did, we got like, I don't know what everyone gets, California roll, whatever, not sashimi. This was just, it's so cool when you have someone in front of you telling you everything you're eating, why it's so great, what's good about it, paired with the right stuff. We got mochi for dessert. I had a martini, which I never get, but like an actual martini. It was a mistake because I'm not that good of a drinker anymore. I keep forgetting how old I am. Like, I can't drink like I used to, but it was delicious, you know, whatever. And the food was incredible, like a casual setting, just a really fun night out. It felt so New York. And then last night I went out with a friend. We went to this place called Uptai, which is a kind of like a neighborhood place on the Upper East Side. Just really, really good Thai food. Just curry, spring rolls, spicy cocktails. Everything was good. And there's such a neighborhood place. And that was my week. So much eating. I am still eating. Tonight I actually had plans that fell through, but I think it's good for me to stay home and maybe watch a movie or something. And I actually do have a lot of food here. I have some leftovers. I have some pasta. I'm just going to eat the stuff I have because I've been going out too much. I need a little break. I don't really have plans this weekend except for some doggy stuff. So I need to kind of take it easy. I'm actually so hungry right now. This is such a mistake. I don't know why I always do this, like right before I'm going to eat tons of food. But at least I have the food, so I don't have to wait like last time for my garlic knots to show up. I can just eat the things in my fridge and heat them up. So now I'm going to get into the 3 things that are changing my life, or just 3 things this week that I've had in my fridge or in my pantry that I really love. The first thing is chicken sausage. So random, but there's this brand called, I think it's Alfresco, and it comes in this green package, and it's 4 chicken sausages. And it's just something that I realized, I love meat so much. I feel like I always get meat when I'm out. I love red meat. I don't cook it that much. It's like a kind of a hassle to make steak, burgers, whatever. So when I go out, I tend to order things with meat. And a lot of times, like even on a full day, I'll be vegetarian and not even realize it. I don't always eat meat at home. But these chicken sausages are just so good for one person. Like, there's 4 in the package. I usually make 2 at once and then like put the other 2, wrap them up. You could make all 4 and leave leftovers, or if it's 2 people, it's 2 and 2. And it's these chicken sausage links. I just think they're really flavorful and really good, this brand. I get like the garlic and herb ones. There's one with like cheese and spinach. I don't know, but they're all different kinds. And I just feel like it's healthier. Like, I just cook them in the pan for 8-10 minutes. And then it's like a really flavorful thing. It's a lot of protein. It's not like marinating chicken. It's already kind of done for you. And so like my first few dinners here, I ate that because it's like, oh, I make a big salad, but I want some protein. And I really enjoy that. I don't know. I just thought it's not like the same as having sausage, because don't get me wrong, I love pork sausage. It's one of my favorite things to make. I love bratwurst. I love chorizo. I love kielbasa. I love Italian sausage. I love it all. But the chicken sausage feels a little bit healthier and like more of an everyday choice. So I'm loving that. The second thing is Parmesan cheese. This could be like anyone's pick because everyone likes Parmesan cheese because it's so good. But just recently, I've been making my yogurt stuff. I love how I call it that, yogurt stuff. But really, it's like this yogurt dip. I usually put feta cheese or goat cheese in it because I feel like that's what really goes with it. And when you're making something like tzatziki, I guess that's what it's supposed to kind of be like. The feta goes with it really well, but I didn't have feta cheese and I didn't feel like going to the supermarket, so I've been shredding a little bit of Parmesan cheese in it. And it gives it this added flavor that's very interesting. And Parmesan cheese is good with everything. Like, I put it on my eggs, I put it on my pasta. It's just such a great flavor. It's kind of strong. It's perfect. I don't know. It's just obvious why Parmesan cheese is great, especially Parmigiano Reggiano. If you get that and spend the extra money, it's even better. Like, when I was in Philadelphia, I went to the DeBruno Brothers and we tried Parmesan cheeses aged from different years and from different kinds of cows, because we were really talking to this guy who really, really knew his stuff. And it was so apparent that it can be so versatile, such good quality. Even the bad quality Parmesan is so good. That's why cheese is just so good. And I don't even want to say bad quality, but you know what I mean. If you're talking to a vendor who really knows what they're talking about, then it's so much more fun to try it that way. And you could try them all in a row. It's like wine tasting. It's like when people think they don't know anything about wine because they just know they like this one thing. But then it's like, oh, if you try four of them next to each other, then you can say, this is what I like more. And with cheese, it's really similar. And I really enjoyed that experience. And I always have Parmesan cheese in my fridge. It's just something always, always, always. And the third thing are crostinis. Those crostinis that have the herbs, garlic, and olive oil on them that are in the package. I bought them at Fairway. They have them at Whole Foods, usually where the olives are, or the cheese. It's like comes in a plastic box, and they obviously make them there. Maybe not at Whole Foods, but you know what I mean. There's not like a brand. They're so good. I've been eating them with my yogurt. I usually eat them with rice cakes, and they're so much worse for you, the crostinis, but they have so much flavor and you don't have to do anything with them. I haven't really been keeping any fresh bread in my apartment recently because I've just had so many plans and it's silly to buy, even if it's like $2, it was just silly to buy that. So I bought these crostinis because I was like, if I want carbs or if I want something like bread, I can eat this because I can keep it longer. And that is something I love. So I've been eating it with yogurt. I've been eating it with hummus, like, so bad for you, but I don't care. I love the taste of it and I think they're so fun. And if you make a cheese board, it's also really nice to put those. Like, I almost like those more than crackers. They're thick and they're really crunchy. So they can be kind of messy and crumbly, but the flavor's so good. It's like, why would you pass that up? And so all three of those things are just so delicious. And this week, it's getting into summer. Right now it's raining and it's really disgusting out. But it's a little humid, so it feels like it's about to be summer. So I'm going to talk about ice cream, one of my favorite things ever. I talked about sweets the second week of my podcast, but it was kind of all over the place just because I have so much to say about all sweets. So I'm going to focus a little bit on ice cream, talk about some of the places I've been, some of my thoughts, and just how much I love it. I'm going to talk a little bit about gelato first, actually. Gelato, I looked it up just to double check that I was correct. And I was. That gelato actually has more milk than cream. And that's what makes it different, which is so bizarre to me because it like feels creamy. I don't know the way that they make it. Maybe it's less whipped up because it feels thicker, you know, like it. I guess it's not because it's creamy and fatty, but it does have less fat. And I went to a gelato place last night with my friend called Anita. I wonder if it's in Italy too, because it said like Anita Gelato USA. So I don't know if it's like in Italy and that's just their US version, but they need to do some work on just their business. I think it's brand new. It was very hard to order because the line like snaked around, and the way that we stood there was in the back. And then once they called you forward to order, you were like in front of the case of gelato, but you had no chance to see it because everyone ordering was blocking it. And they don't have a menu, or maybe they do, but like nobody was looking at the menu. You want to look at the actual gelato because it's so pretty and it's these big mounds of gelato. It's so beautiful, like chocolate colors for the fruit. It's so fun to go to gelato. I just think that's such a good part of it, is like looking at it and then being like, ooh, that one looks the best. I want that. So they need to figure out the situation with the line, or you just have to have gone there before and been like, this is what I saw last time and this is what I want. Because when I got up there, I was so overwhelmed because the lady was like, what do you want? But it was the first time I was seeing any of the food. So I was like, and you can't try things as much because of COVID, because that's just a thing now. Like, samples are not very common anymore, which is so sad. I used to love the free samples, especially at ice cream. And also there's like such a huge line. You can't really ask to try everything because it's like rude because you're blocking everyone. But so I got up there and I ordered and I got coffee and salted caramel together because I love a coffee because it's like a little less sweet, the bitterness of the coffee flavor. And I usually do like a coffee and chocolate combo or caramel maybe if it's, I don't know, if it looks good. And the salted caramel was great and it had some sort of like cookie in it, so it had some texture. But the coffee ice cream, or sorry, gelato, the coffee gelato was weird. Like, I feel like they messed up. It didn't taste like coffee. It was white. So I was like, how is this coffee gelato? And usually I go for, if they have like an espresso Java situation, usually it's stronger than just plain coffee. I just felt like their flavors were lacking a little bit and it was like really beautiful. And the aesthetic of the store was so perfect and it's bright green and they have really pretty lights, but they just need like time. It's a brand new business and it just gained so much, I guess, I don't know. It just got so popular, like, because I guess it like, it just got big fast and I don't know if, I like it, but it wasn't like the best ice cream or gelato I've ever had. When I was in Italy, I ate so much gelato. I talked about how in San Gimignano, there was the best gelato place ever. And it really just has to do with like the concentrated flavor, because that's what gelato screams to me. Like, obviously it has less fat content, but it does need to have like a concentrated flavor. I don't know. It just does, especially like with some, they have so many different flavors. It wasn't like flavorful enough. It's like, if you're going to eat ice cream and gelato, like it's got to be really good because it's not good for you. So you want it to be the best. So that's my review. I obviously loved it because I love any ice cream, but I think like they have some work to do and that's fine because they just opened. There was another gelato place near me in Hell's Kitchen. Hold on. Okay, I just looked it up. There's a place called Amarino Gelato, which I think they actually have in Italy. I feel like I saw it when I was there somewhere, maybe in a train station or in Rome, probably in Rome. That was so good. That was one of the best gelatos I've had, especially in New York, but I guess it's Italian. And that was so much better than this place I just went to. Just such good flavors. I've been there a couple times. It's on 8th Avenue in Midtown. So, so good. But yeah, gelato is really good. It's like its own thing. It's super strange. I don't know that why there's so many gelato places here in New York, but there are. And then soft serve is something very different too. I talk about Custard Cakes Creamery all the time in Roxborough. I said like there's a few places I can't not mention. That's one of them. But yeah, they have really good hard style ice cream, some of the best, and that's what makes it so good is like the fat content. And I think that's what happens when I don't know what it is. Like these family-owned small places. I used to go to Maine and go to these places with just like a list on the window and then you sit at the picnic table and you eat an ice cream cone. Those kinds of places, I think it's just they have a higher fat content in their ice cream and it's so much better and it's such a big difference. And that's what the place in Roxborough has. It's just you can tell each ton of ice cream or gallon of ice cream, whatever, however they make it, is made with so much cream and the flavors are so strong and really good. But their soft serve is something special. It's just something that you can't get everywhere else, even if it's vanilla, because vanilla is the most basic. It's not my go-to. I get a swirl usually, but I would rather get plain chocolate than plain vanilla. But the vanilla soft serve, even there, it's like it tastes like vanilla. It doesn't taste like cream. And it's hard to find that when you go to a random ice cream truck, especially here in New York, there's these ice cream trucks. If you go to like New York ice cream truck, whatever that is, it's like a generic thing. It's just one that goes, there's a bunch of them. It doesn't taste like ice cream all the time. But if you get Mr. Softy, it does. Mr. Softy is much better. So it's like funny that sometimes the soft ice cream just doesn't taste like any flavor. And that's really a bummer. At the Jersey Shore, the best too is Core Brothers ice cream is so great. Their soft serve, you know, it's just this special thing. And obviously that's different because you just feel like you're at the beach or at the Jersey Shore. It's like nostalgic if you used to go there with your family or whatever it is. So it's not just about the ice cream, but I do think that their ice cream is really, really good. I never liked those hard chocolate dips that people get with their cone. I think it's weird. I like the ice cream too much. I always get sprinkles actually, because then once you eat the sprinkles off, The ice cream's under there too. With the hard dip, I don't know. It's too chocolatey. You miss the flavor of the actual ice cream. Then you just get the dip. But I do love fudge. I don't know. It's weird. I like don't love the magic shell, but I like the hot fudge. I guess it's different. Oh my God. I'm going to go get an ice cream sundae tonight if it stops raining. So Rita's water ice has really good custard as well. But I wonder what the difference between soft serve and custard. Custard seems a lot thicker as far as ice cream. And maybe because ice cream usually has egg yolks in it. So I feel like maybe custard just has more egg yolks. But Rita's has really delicious vanilla custard. I got it in my gelati and I forgot how good it was. I would go there and just get the custard. And then there's Cold Stone, which has like such a special place in my heart. Cold Stone Creamery. I just get the feeling that that ice cream is the worst for you. I don't know why. It just feels like it's so bad. It's like going to a Cinnabon. I just go there and I'm like, this like feels wrong. Like it's so bad. It's like so, I don't want to say like it's not real ice cream. It just feels like it's so bad for you. But basically, okay, when I was in high school, every single one of my male friends worked at Cold Stone, the one that was like so close to us. We used to go there. I don't know how my friend became the manager of our local Cold Stone at like 17 years old, but we would like blast pop music and rap music and go behind the counter and make our own ice creams all the time. Like that place was a shit show. And then families would come in with their kids and we'd be like, I'd be like in jean shorts and a t-shirt, like chubby little me, and making my own ice cream back there. It was like so crazy that that was even allowed to happen. I just couldn't believe it. And it was hilarious. And like they were good at their jobs, but it just like that's what happens when you let like 16 and 17 year old boys run an ice cream shop. It was out of control. And I always used to get their coffee ice cream with Oreos in. So it was like cookies and cream, but with coffee. I think I would try it again. That's so good. I remember like birthday cake remix with the birthday cake ice cream. That was, I think Cold Stone was the first place that had birthday cake flavored ice cream. And it was such a hit with kids, like someone who likes sickeningly sweet desserts, which I mean, sometimes I do like, but I'm not a huge fan of the birthday cake ice cream. It was so sweet. And then you put all the toppings mixed in it. Oh, Cold Stone was crazy. And then as far as other chains, like Häagen-Dazs actually has really, really good quality ice cream. I went to a Häagen-Dazs storefront when I was in Miami, and they have really good stuff. Like, I'd get a little sundae there. I love their ice cream. I think the good thing about Häagen-Dazs is, like, their plain flavors, like coffee, strawberry, vanilla, like salted caramel, not with things in it, are really, really, really good. Even, you know, even from the grocery stores, I think some of the best ice cream is Häagen-Dazs. Ben and Jerry's is like crazy. I only get Ben and Jerry's for the crazy flavors with stuff in it. And then like, you know, I eat it like with looking for the stuff and not necessarily for the ice cream. Like I love coffee Heath Bar Crunch. It's hard to find. I can always find the vanilla Heath Bar Crunch, but the coffee one's so much better. But yeah, I find myself like just looking for the Heath Bars and not enjoying the ice cream as much when it comes to Ben and Jerry's, except for Caramel Sutra, because that's so good. But yeah, that's the same thing. Like I want to eat the caramel swirl, not the actual ice cream as much. But I mean, Ben and Jerry's is always good, but I just think the ice cream Häagen-Dazs is better. Van Leeuwen is another chain. It's vegan ice cream. I was talking to my friend about this too. It's so funny because when I first heard about it and saw signs for it and everything, I thought it was like, oh, vegan ice cream. Why would I ever go there? I'm not vegan. But it's not. They have regular ice cream and they have vegan ice cream, which makes it great. But their regular ice cream is so good. I mean, it's one of those like artisanal ice cream places where an ice cream cone is probably $8 or $9. So it ranges, obviously, like ice cream ranges from something like that to like something like at Roxborough or a family owned place, like you're paying $4 for just as good. But Van Leeuwen does have really cool, really, really good flavors. It's very dense. It's such good ice cream. And I would definitely, there's one in my neighborhood now that I really want to go back to and go. And then as far as like water ice and Italian ice, it's not my favorite. If it's really hot, I had to go to Rita's that one time. There's a place near here called Ralph's Famous Italian Ices, and it's like a little window that you walk up to and it's really cute. But I know they also have ice cream sundaes, so I can't decide. I'm going to go try it this week and I can't decide what to get. Maybe I'll get both, or maybe I'll go with someone and get both and try it, because I like to try Italian ices, but usually I just wish it was ice cream, to be honest. And then sundaes and banana splits are things that I love. I'm not, I actually hardly ever order a banana split, but the last time I was in Roxborough, I saw so many people ordering it. I love a hot fudge sundae. I've talked about this a lot. I'm a little kid when it comes to sundaes. I want whipped cream, cherry, sprinkles, and hot fudge. Like, I don't need all the candies. I don't need the nuts. That's all I want. A lot of hot fudge. Oh my God. And then when I go out to get ice cream, I can never decide if I want to like try the ice cream for what it is or get a big fat sundae and get all this stuff on it. So that's always my cross to bear. And it's difficult, you know, life decisions, really, really hard life decisions, a sundae or an ice cream cone. A sundae though. And actually, I've made ice cream a lot. I have an ice cream maker for the KitchenAid mixer. It's an attachment and you put it in the freezer. And the only problem with it that's kind of annoying is like you have to put it in the freezer the night before. So you have to really decide you're going to make it and you need milk and cream. And actually, one of the best ice creams I ever made homemade was strawberry. I basically made a vanilla base and I bought fresh strawberries and I mixed it in and it was so great. I don't know why. Like, it's not something I would ever get. I don't really love strawberry ice cream, but it turned out so well. Another time I made vanilla and I put like Oreos or toppings in it. I made a chocolate ice cream once that was so delicious. It's really fun to make ice cream. The ice cream maker makes it like better than the kind. I have made the kind without the ice cream maker before and tried. It doesn't taste as good. I think it's fun. And also homemade whipped cream is really fun to make a sundae. And two honorable mentions, Milk Bar. I don't love their ice cream. It's very much a trendy thing. It's like if I want milk and cereal flavor, I get it. If I have a craving for ice cream, Milk Bar is not the place to go because it's like very specific because they only really have that. And I've tried other things they have and it's not great. And then Holy Cream, which was my spot in Hell's Kitchen. The people who work there, like, I don't know if it's just been the couple times I happen to go. It was really, really a bad experience. I think they overdo the online orders. And then when you're standing there, they don't help you or they can't help you. And it's really sad because ice cream isn't something you should be ordering online. I think it's like so fun to go out for ice cream. So I think they need help in that department. Maybe not enough people work there. So I feel bad. They made these delicious sundaes in a homemade donut and you could pick the glaze on the donut and then they put 3 scoops of ice cream inside and toppings and it was just crazy. Like I couldn't even eat the whole thing myself, but it's such a fun place and also low-key like a one-off place, but very, very good ice cream in New York. So yeah, that's my ice cream talk. I love ice cream. I will be eating some tonight. I actually accidentally bought a carton of Ben and Jerry's that is like coffee caramel something and it's dairy free. And I thought like, oh, okay, maybe I'll just have that at home. So in case I want a couple bites of it and it's more calories than regular ice cream. I really messed up. I was like, this will be great. No, I guess they make it with oat milk or whatever. And it's just even more worse for you, which is so silly. I'm just an idiot. Yeah, I just bought it because I saw the coffee Ben and Jerry's and I wanted it. So I'm going to go eat dinner if I don't eat ice cream first because I'm so hungry. And I love all sweets and I love ice cream. And now that summer's happening, I'm going to make that a regular thing, which is great for my health. But you know what? It's good for my heart and my soul and my happiness and my taste buds. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow me at Deliciously Me Podcast on Instagram for some fun food content. Lots of ice cream pics this week. And tell your foodie friends, rate, subscribe, leave a review if you feel inclined. And stick with this if you like hearing about all different kinds of food experiences, because I'm just going to be out on the town even more, I have a feeling. But thank you again. Love you guys. Stay hungry. Bye.